Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. This is The Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, February the 5th, 2013. We are live, noon to 1, on the home of The Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and on the station's site. That website is kvoi.com. We're posting the program every day to three sites, buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and we have a link to the program on the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun website. That's gvnews.com, and the homepage for Blog for Arizona. That's blogforarizona.com. This Tuesday afternoon, we begin with Terry Bracey. Mr. Bracey is the Buckmaster Show contributor from Washington, D.C. 20 minutes past the hour, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, with me in studio already with a big smile on his face. That means the market is doing very well. Shelley will have the Tuesday Moneymaker Report at 20 past the hour, 30 past the hour. It's not too late to protect yourself against the cold and flu viruses. Nutrition reporter Jack Challen will tell us what we can do to protect ourselves. Then we close out the show with our arts report with Margaret Regan. Margaret is the Tucson Weekly arts editor. You are encouraged, all Buckmaster Show listeners, to join us anytime on the live line at 790-2040. If you have a question or comment at any time during the hour, please let us know. Well, the new Congress is facing a huge agenda and a host of controversial issues like gun control, immigration, tax reform, and the budget. Two little-noticed rule reforms may have an immense impact on this session of Congress. Joining us now is Terry Bracey on the live line. Mr. Bracey, the Buckmaster Show contributor on governmental affairs. Terry continues to enjoy a 40-year career in Washington, D.C., where he has been privileged to serve under three presidents of both parties in assignments ranging from Assistant Secretary of Transportation to the founding chair of the Tucson-based Udall Foundation. His firm, Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, has represented the city of Tucson in the nation's capital for three decades. Terry, how are you?
I'm just great, Bill. How are you doing? We're avoiding flus and colds, and this has been quite a year, and all of us have gotten a piece of it, but things are fine as of now.
Yeah, I think this cold and flu has touched every family. It certainly has the Buckmaster clan and all friends of the family, and some folks having it not just once, Terry, but two times in 6 weeks. So,
oh, sorry to hear about that.
Well, I have a very close friend who that's the case, and we'll talk more about that with our nutrition reporter, Jack Challen, in about 30 minutes. Terry, I want to talk a little bit about the importance of rules to the legislative process. It's often those rules, the process is often overlooked, not understood, but can a single rule really dominate an issue, Terry?
Indeed it can. The House and the Senate, as you know, operate completely differently. The key to understanding the House is the germaneness rule, which basically says that nothing can come to the floor of the House that is not germane to the bill which is under consideration. So that really limits the frame of debate in the House. In the Senate, the rules are wide open, but the problem is you have a filibuster. And whereas the House rule tends to move things along quickly, the Senate filibuster rule has always been the place to stop legislation. Now, the filibuster rule, it's an old vestige of, it goes back to Roman times. The Roman Senate actually used the filibuster rule to limit Julius Caesar's power. But it's been used and abused in recent years to do everything from stopping simple day-to-day appropriations legislation to holding up appointments, even low-level appointments, and in virtually requiring that every vote in the Senate require a 60-vote majority. Well, this year they've made some changes, as you note, Bill, and those changes give life to the idea that maybe some of this major legislation may really get consideration.
And this, every Congress, as you know, Terry, adopts its own rules, and this Senate now has voted to limit the filibuster by overwhelmingly passing a couple of Senate resolutions. Do you think this will speed things up, so to speak?
We'll find out. You know, what they've done is kind of interesting. The old filibuster rule, you think of Mr. Smith goes to Washington and a heroic figure standing up there day and night, outlasting his Senate colleagues and ultimately prevailing. Well, the filibuster hasn't become that at all in recent years. In recent years, all a member of Congress has to do, all a member of the Senate has to do, is to threaten a filibuster. And that usually is enough to move it off of the schedule of the Senate, because they don't want to take up the time doing that. But these rules changes are really quite interesting. Senate Resolution 15, for example, was passed, and it allows basic bills, the motion to proceed to consider a bill. Basically, it's going to be very hard to filibuster that now under this new rule, and I won't go into all the details, but largely what had happened was that the filibuster was supposed to protect the public against rash legislation that may be passed by the House. And so at the end of the legislative process, after consideration, that was a time for a filibuster. Not so now. In recent years, members have filibustered the idea of even taking up a bill, which has meant that the Senate has been standing there at attention, waiting to do business, but it can't get any bills on the floor.
And that's been a big frustration of recent presidents, particularly President Obama, who had, by the way, as you know, Terry, just concluded a news conference on the budget. And I think a lot of people are thinking that maybe we'll get some progress on this issue, and we'll see what happens.
Well, with the 112th Congress, the last one being so uniformly criticized, I think that the members of this Congress have come here to do business. And I do think on both sides of the aisle, I see a tremendous effort to sort of get their house in order and to bring to the floor of both houses major, major legislation. So I'm reasonably optimistic about it. But these rules changes are going to have a big effect. And we'll just have to see how it goes, Bill.
These big issues that I talked about at the beginning of our interview, Terry Bracey, gun control, immigration, tax reform, the president was talking today about the budget. What gets the priority as far as what are you hearing, what will be at the top of the agenda with this Congress?
Immigration
is now to the top.
It's going to be number one. I believe that's all the talk. There's a moment here of great passion that we all feel about the gun issue and wrestling with that. What are we going to do? We know that whatever is being done isn't working. But the immigration issue has the political interests of both parties behind it. The Republican Party learned in the last election that you can't turn your back on the nation's largest minority and hope to win an election. Now, I don't know that the Republican Party really turned its back, but that was the effect. That was what was felt by the Hispanic community, and that community voted in historic numbers for the Democratic Party. The Republican Party feels with some justification that a big piece of that vote is really quite conservative. It's from a conservative Catholic background, and the Republican Party feels that it should have a big piece of that vote. So what I'm saying is, on both sides, the Democrats want to maintain the edge that they have with the Hispanics, and the Republicans want to sort of get back in the ball game. So there's a tremendous, you know, political push behind that bill. So I think that's going to be number one priority.
And it's very interesting, Terry, as you know, the immigration issue didn't even come up during the three televised, the main presidential debates. But then after the election, everybody now seems to want to get on board. The Senate with their bipartisan group and now the House. So you think this time it looks like something may really get done on immigration?
I think so. I'm reasonably convinced that this will happen. And, you know, I mean, you've got a president who's dedicated to that. You've got the leaders of the majority party in the Senate who won it. You've got, really, Speaker Boehner, who wants to undo much of the damage that was done. So, all of the factors are in place, and I see progress there. I'm a little bit more troubled about the gun debate and where that's going.
Terry,
and you want to get into that?
Maybe for another time, but I've only got about 30 seconds, so I'm going to wrap it up with you, Terry.
Well, I would just tell you, I think I'll be reporting in regularly that this is a very active Congress.
Yeah.
And there will be a lot of things to watch, Bill.
That's very good. Terry Bracey, thank you very much. Have a great day, Terry.
My pleasure.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Terry Bracey, the Washington contributor on The Buckmaster Show. With me in studio is Shelley Fishman, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. It's coming up next after we hear from a really fine lineup of people who believe in this program. Let's hear what they have to say to you.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. This literary extravaganza is unlike any other. It is 10 acres of books, authors, exhibitors, food, fun, and entertainment, and it's all free. Arizona Party Rental is a great partner for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus, March 9th through the 10th.
By Your Side Senior Care in Tucson says, throughout history, older people have achieved much for our families, our communities, and our country. We salute Tucson senior citizens, part of the world's greatest generation. This message from By Your Side Senior Care, offering quality, non-medical home care services. For more information, call 888-3100. After all, your family deserves the very best. Call 888-3100. 888-3100. 888-3100.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we on the Buckmaster Show hope that certified financial planner that you consult is the gentleman who is with me in studio right now, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you?
Bill, I am very well today. Thank you.
And as you know, I usually gauge by your smile how we're doing. And when it goes over 100 points on the Dow, I get a big smile.
Yeah, if we close today approximately where we are right now, about 125 points up, we'll be over 14,000 and we'll have a close over 14,000. That's good.
And we're narrowing it down to the big all-time record.
Yeah.
Are we putting too much stock in that?
No, we're going to. Okay. I don't think we're going to get there today, but as you know, I'm looking double digits. I'm a contrarian to even my own broker-dealer, LPL.
As we learned Tuesday, your own broker-dealer at LPL was more in the same lower single digits.
Lower single digits, and some very good reasons, I think, for why they think that. I just don't agree with them. We're up 7% right now. I mean, we had a great day on Friday. We had a rotten day yesterday, and now a great day today. So there seems to be some upward pull, and that's good. I think you mentioned briefly in the last session that President Obama did a press conference earlier. I did get an opportunity to watch that.
I didn't get a chance to. What was the
He's saying is, look, we've got the sequester coming. The sequester is a bad idea. Nobody wants to do it, at least nobody really wants to do it. And he's saying, so fine, if we can't get a big deal before the sequester kicks in, let's at least do some things that we can do, some tax reform that we can do, close some loopholes on the revenue side, and do some tax spending cuts on the spending side.
Doable stuff
right away. He wasn't very specific, but that was his message. What was very, very interesting, Bill, is that minutes before the press conference, the Congressional Budget Office issued its latest report. And I think that's why the press conference was delayed. It's a bunch of good news. This year's deficit will be below $1 trillion, about $800 billion. 10 years, total debt as a percentage of GDP will be at around 74%. And that's if we don't do anything else. so that the gloom and doom that's being forecasted, according to the CBO at least, is not going to happen. They recognize what's happening in housing and the good reports there. I think they're saying that the GDP growth will be slow, and that is in some ways kind of holding back on some of their enthusiasm for what's going on. But this new 10-year report is going to get a lot of attention during the rest of the day and probably most of tomorrow's news cycle, because it takes a lot of the pressure off, I believe.
Shelley Fishman is with us. It's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report on the Buckmaster Show. So if you have that stock portfolio, it's looking pretty good. Should you take a little profit now?
Well, that's a great question, Bill. When you have new highs and you have a five-year bull market, does it mean that maybe you should take some profit off the table, especially if you're at or near retirement? If you're a 35-year-old, I would say, no, stick with it. You know, this is, buy on some weakness, but stick with what you're doing.
Yeah.
Take the ride. If you're 60, 65 years old, and you did not do what so many people did, which was ride the curve down, get out, in 2009, mm-hmm. and then not get back into last month. Mm-hmm. But if you stayed with it and you actually have experienced this increase over the past 4 or 5 years, then, it might be prudent to take some of those profits, especially if you can take them in an IRA or a tax-qualified account so that you don't have to pay capital gains taxes, and then convert some of those profits to fixed income to make your portfolio less volatile, a little bit more stable. You can get some very nice returns in fixed income right now, the stuff that's not correlated with treasuries, high-yield bond funds, emerging market bond funds and that kind of thing, without risking some of the volatility that you might have in your portfolio.
So you can strengthen your position by taking some profits.
I wouldn't drop much below 30% equity exposure, but if you've got 50 or 60% equity exposure and you've had it since the lows, might not be a bad time to just do a little bit of market timing, though I would deny having said that. Oh, there's an audience out there.
Yeah, because you're not real big on market.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that. But in the macro sense, timing the market to where you think the economy is going does make some sense.
You had an interesting show on the John C. Scott Show yesterday.
Oh, wow,
Shelley.
Thank you.
You were hosting for John C. while John was up in Phoenix doing some interviews at the state capitol, and you had the 2 hours to fill, and you did a great job. And you had Dr. Mark Stegeman. And when we think of Mark Stegeman, we think of the TUSD school board, but he is an economist.
He is. He's a PhD economist, and he got that PhD for some little-known place in Massachusetts.
MIT.
Oh,
is that it? Is that all?
Yeah, when MIT was the number one rated school for economics, it's now number three, I think. But and he's very proud of that, and he should be. He teaches game theory at the PhD level at the U, but he also teaches the survey course. He teaches, economics 101 at the undergraduate level. So he really understands, Keynesian theory. He understands the new combined theories that have evolved from that. He understands supply side. He really understands what has happened when those theories have gone into practice, both domestically and foreign. I hope it was at the right level for the audience. It was very interesting to me, certainly, it was good to hear that academic perspective without any coloring of the politics around it. So that's what we set out to do, and I think we accomplished it. But thank you for saying it.
But he thinks the train is on the right track.
He does. We'd all like to see it moving a little bit faster, but he does think it's on the right track, and remarks, as I have on this show and on John's show, that the people that President Obama has appointed to run the economy are, for the most part, middle-of-the-road Republicans, and he likes that. He likes the pull, that people like Krugman are exerting, but the anchor that the center is exerting.
Shelley Fishman has been our guest. He's here every Tuesday. It's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
On your website, Bill,
as I give you a nudge,
right?
The BuckmasterShow.com has a link to Shelley Fishman and all the fine work that he does here in the community. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama is asking Congress to come up with tens of billions in short-term spending cuts and tax revenue to delay automatic spending cuts scheduled to kick in on March 1st. The president plans to visit Israel in the spring, marking his first trip to the country since becoming president. School officials in Alabama say they plan to have a party to celebrate the sixth birthday of the boy who was rescued yesterday after being held hostage for almost a week in an underground bunker. The boy's birthday is tomorrow. A couple of teens whose fingers were severed during a tug-of-war game in Southern California at school are awake now and alert after undergoing surgery. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 122 points, the NASDAQ ahead 43. More details at srnnews.com.
Top Choice Roofing in Tucson says, be especially careful when passing a child on a bicycle. Sometimes the cyclist is inexperienced and may make an unexpected maneuver. This message from Top Choice Roofing, an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau and one roofing company that tops them all. Call 225-0299. Residential and commercial, new roofs, repairs, and inspections. They do it all. Call 225-0299 or visit topchoiceroofing.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of Buckmaster brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, 3.5 hours east of Tucson, to the Chocolate Fantasy Festival. And that is coming up this Saturday, February 9th. Historic downtown Silver City will be awash in gourmet chocolate. It's Chocolate Fantasia, featuring 24 purveyors of the sweet stuff. And there's plenty of great places to stay in Silver City, including Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, Wildwood Retreat and Hot Springs, and Silver City KOA. You can find out more about Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, by visiting their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Well, it seems like everyone you talk to is either getting over a cold or flu or is just coming down with some virus. Some folks perhaps having it for the second time this winter, but it's not too late to protect yourself against a cold or the flu. That's the lead story this month in the Nutrition Reporter newsletter published by our friend Jack Chalom. He is the Buckmaster Show contributor on nutrition. Jack is based right here in Tucson. He is a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted health writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition and the best-selling author of more than 20 books, including his latest, No More Fatigue. Jack, how are you? Did I tempt you at all? First of all, I know you love New Mexico. Did I tempt you about Silver City and chocolate? Do you like chocolate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, talk about a nutrient that's good for us and tastes great. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot more people who like chocolate than they do broccoli.
Yeah, there is a nutritional side to chocolate. If you get the real dark chocolate, it is good.
Exactly. It's high in a particular family of antioxidants, and it's not an excuse to overindulge, but it's certainly a lot healthier than a lot of other sweets.
Yeah, you can sample a little piece of chocolate from each of those vendors, and maybe it would add up to 2 pieces of chocolate. It's not too late, as you say, in the Nutrition Reporter, to protect yourself against getting the cold and flu season. We're kind of at the peak right now. What should you do if you want to try to keep that immune system fired up?
Well, there are really a couple of recent studies that are interesting, and I think I need to emphasize these things work whether or not you've had the flu shot, because the flu shot doesn't work for a lot of people. One of the studies focused on an herb called echinacea. A lot of research behind it in terms of reducing the risk or the symptoms of colds and flus. And the latest study came out of Wales, and people who took echinacea had a 59% reduction in recurrent colds. Mm. And if they did get a cold, they had fewer symptoms. So you sort of win either way. Another study looked at people at a high risk of upper respiratory infections. This was done in Sweden. And these people took 4,000 IU of vitamin D a day. This is one little capsule a day.
That'd be like two little bitty 2,000 IU capsules morning and night.
And they had about a 1/4 reduction in symptoms. So again, it's a win-win. My favorite remedy really goes back a few years to a European study, and this is an antioxidant called N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, or NAC. You can buy it at any health food store. In a study of seniors over the cold and flu season, people taking NAC had virtually no flu symptoms, even though flu infection was confirmed. This is powerful stuff.
How about taking echinacea? Are you supposed to do it in cycles, take it for a couple of weeks, then go off, or can you take it nonstop? And if you are taking the echinacea, how much do you recommend a day?
I would take it nonstop over the cold and flu season. There's been some disagreement about that over the years, but there seems to be nothing wrong with taking it consistently. The study I referred to used a tincture, basically about 20 drops in a small amount of water. It's not the best tasting thing out there, so a lot of people opt for the capsules instead. And if they buy a bottle of capsules, just follow the label directions.
Do you think the capsules are as effective as the tincture?
I think they are.
Could you do the tincture, just do the drops under the tongue, but you say it's going to taste kind of bitter?
Yeah, it's got this sort of like dirty sock taste.
Oh, my goodness. That will stay with you the rest of the day. A couple of other highlights from the February edition of the Nutrition Reporter with Jack Chalom. Soft drinks and coffee affect diabetes risk. This is, Jack, right up your alley, because you have written extensively about diabetes and pre-diabetes.
Yeah, this was an interesting study. Part of it was not a surprise in that people who consumed a lot of soft drinks had a higher risk of diabetes. The real surprise is that coffee drinkers had a lower risk. And my feeling, I can't really prove it, but the coffee acts on liver function, and the liver helps with glucose tolerance. So I think that's the mechanism.
You're listening to Jack Chalom. He is the nutrition reporter. We had a caller who did not want to go on the air but had a question for Jack. This time of year brings out skin problems. Jack, do you have any advice for people, supplements that could perhaps, you know, the dry skin that the winter season really does bring out?
Yeah, one of the good remedies is the omega-3 fish oils. And if someone doesn't like the taste of fish, there are now non-fish sources. Mm-hmm. And basically, these oils get deposited in the skin. They help keep the skin a little more moist. I would add some vitamin D to that regimen. And again, these are fat-soluble nutrients, and they form a protective barrier in the skin. And that's also good just living in southern Arizona, where the sun is more intense than in most other places in the country.
Another point that jumped out from your current issue, fish consumption lowers stroke risk.
Yeah, you know, I keep coming back to this with you, Bill.
The omega-3s.
Yeah, the fish oils are one of the superstars of nutrition these days, and there's a huge amount of evidence showing that they reduce the risk of heart disease. This study shows that they also reduce the risk of the most common type of stroke, which is called an ischemic stroke. It's the type that is caused by a blood clot.
Mm-hmm. This is the Buckmaster Show. Jack Chalom is with us, the nutrition reporter. Do we have Robert? We do. Robert is on the Buckmaster Show live line for the nutrition reporter, Jack Chalom. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Jack. I think any discussion about flu and vaccine requires a reminder that your finger is a ballistic virus delivery system.
Good point.
Stick it in your mouth, or you stick it in your nose or your eyes, that's how you get the flu. I see people flying to Beyond Bread. Mm-hmm. Touch that doorknob, they go straight to the bread sample, start eating food out of their hand. Well, my question is, I read the book Wheat Belly. Do you think modern wheat, even in its best form, is the poison that that author makes it out to be?
Okay, thank you, Robert. Go ahead, Jack Challen.
I think Wheat Belly is one of the more interesting nutrition books to come out over the last couple of years. And one of the points the author makes is that modern wheat is very different from the original wheat. What one brief example, the original wheat had only 14 chromosomes, 14 genes. Modern wheat has 42 because of the way it's been bred. It's virtually a different plant.
Genetically engineered,
yes,
right? Yes.
And I think it's the modern wheat that is more problematic. The ancient wheat, which you might be able to find online, is called einkorn, E-I-N-K-O-R-N.
Okay, Jack, one final question. Another caller did not want to go on the air, but fish oil, we did not talk about your recommendation, and I think I know this one. Go ahead.
I would recommend a minimum of one capsule a day, up to maybe three capsules a day.
Up to 4,000 milligrams.
Yeah, exactly. More than that, probably best just talking with a nutritionally oriented doctor or one of the many good naturopathic physicians in town.
Jack Challen, where can we get the Nutrition Reporter?
NutritionReporter.com.
Thank you very much, Jack. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
I'm Bruce Beach, one of the founders of the Tucson Festival of Books. The festival attracts over 100,000 people, 450 authors, and 250 exhibitors over a three-day period. We work with over 30 different vendors, and it's a pleasure working with Ken and the Arizona Party Rental team. They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus, March 9th through the 10th.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com. The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cunada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end and publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
It's time for our bi-monthly art report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And now here she is, Margaret Regan, the Tucson Weekly Arts Editor and the Buckmaster Show contributor on the arts. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. I'm excited about your story that will be running in the current upcoming issue of the Tucson Weekly, which goes online by maybe tomorrow afternoon, and
available
at all the usual hard copy locations by Thursday. And I know you love dance, so you're excited about this one.
I do. Yeah, we're going to see Alonzo King Lines Ballet. This is a very well known contemporary ballet company out of San Francisco, and as far as I know, they've never paid a visit to Tucson before, even though they're in their 30th anniversary season. It's a pretty interesting organization. The choreographer is African American. His father was apparently a well-known civil rights activist back in the 60s in California. But he's grown up to kind of embrace all of dance. I mean, he trained at Alvin Ailey, some where, you know, of course, they do modern dance and African-American vernacular. But he also worked with American Ballet Theater, which, as you know, is the bastion of classical ballet. So he does this kind of fusion contemporary ballet that should be really interesting.
That's Alonzo King, Lines Ballet, UA presents Sunday, February the 10th. I know you're also excited about this first ever Tucson Desert Song Festival, which begins Friday and goes for 10 days. What's this all about?
Well, I'm not exactly sure how it started out, but it's a whole bunch of local organizations. The Tucson Symphony is involved, Ballet Tucson is involved, Tucson Chamber Artists, Chamber Music Plus. And they're all doing performances within the space of 10 days, bringing in outside singers, you know, acclaimed outside singers who, of course, will be doing all kinds of different singing when they collaborate with the local groups, depending on what the local groups do. The first one coming up this weekend is the Tucson Symphony Orchestra is doing a concert of Beethoven and Wagner, you know, what they usually do. But they're bringing in a renowned young soprano named Amber Wagner. She's going to sing the Wagner, and apparently she's really great at that. You know, Wagner is a very challenging thing to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next weekend, something I'm really excited about because it involves dance, Ballet Tucson is collaborating on a tango piece about a famous tango composer, Astor Piazzolla. And so they're doing all the choreography. They have a dancer that's really good for tango, tall, skinny, dark hair guy. And then they'll be having a play and music with a singer all the way from Buenos Aires here to sing the tango song.
That's Friday through Sunday, February 15th to 17th at the Temple Music Music and Art. Margaret Regan is with us. This is the bi-monthly Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, brought to you by Moe's Gallery, moesgallery.com. They're at Fort Lowell and Dodge. We have some interesting art opening up at the Tucson Museum of Art.
Yeah, now this is a show I haven't seen yet, but it opened last weekend. It's called Feminina, Images of the Feminine from Latin America. Of course, that's one of my interests, Latin American art, and women's art is interesting to me also. This is going to be a big, long historical show. They have works all the way from a little pre-Columbian sculpture of a mother cradling an infant, all the way up through the colonial paintings from, you know, the period when it was dominated by Spain. So we have, Madonnas, lots of Madonnas. And then coming up to contemporary Latin American art, where you're going to see some more feminist. So as I understand it, it's a big show down there. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
That's Tucson Museum of Art through June 16th. And, of course, TMA has a fantastic pre-Columbian gallery there anyway. So they've got a good collection to draw
from. And I'm sure some of those works are drawn from that.
Valentine's Day coming up. Do we have any theater-related Valentine's love stories?
Love song, as a matter of fact.
That's close enough.
Over at the U of A Repertory Theater, Arizona Rep, they do such a great job. If you've ever been to one of their shows, they're wholly professional, you know, at a very young age. And this is what they're describing as a quirky comedy about a young man who apparently falls in love with a young woman who has broken into his apartment. So what that's all about, I don't know, but they're calling it a tender and humorous rhapsody.
And parentheses, adult themes.
Adult themes, yes.
And profanity may be present, apparently is present, in some of that show at the UA Arizona Repertory Theater. That opens up Wednesday, runs through February 28th. We didn't get a chance to talk about, and I think we got about a minute left, Margaret, so you might want to mention about this, the Harlem Quartet. The acclaimed Harlem Quartet for the Arizona Friends of Chamber Music, February 13th, and on Valentine's Day, February
14th. Yeah, that's right. That'd be another Valentine's outing for the lovers of classical music. As you know, the Arizona Friends of Chamber Music is renowned for bringing in really high-quality music to the Old Pueblo. So this is their show for next week.
Jean-Paul Bierney, I got that right, correct?
Yeah, that's
right.
Is
the driving force behind the Friends of Arizona Chamber Music. And as we talked about the last time you were with us, they really have gone and put Tucson on the map in chamber music with creating and paying for original compositions.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I think they just celebrated their 50th composition. And, you know, Jean-Paul Bierney, the president of that organization, I'm happy to say, received a Lumi Award this year for his long service to the Tucson arts community.
Okay. Margaret Regan, always a pleasure. Thank you very much. We'll look for your pieces in the Tucson Weekly. Thanks for being part of our show.
Love to be here, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Margaret Regan, the Buckmaster Show arts contributor, and she is the editor of the arts section for the Tucson Weekly. The bi-monthly arts report on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe and his family, they specialize in custom frame mirrors. They've got fantastic mirrors. Really nice art also is available there at Moe's. Of course, their picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe is very proud of the fact that he will make house calls. He'll come out, do all the measuring for you, and then goes back to the shop, and then they create something really special. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. all of the guests who come, our in-studio guests anyway, we are delighted to provide them with Culligan Water. Culligan offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. Folks, Culligan Water, it just simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show. John is the Dean of Local Talk. His show is from 3 to 5 this afternoon. Then coming up tomorrow, it's Wake Up Tucson with Christy Simone and Joe Higgins. Chris and Joe, Wake Up Tucson. Tomorrow's feature guest will be City Manager Richard Miranda on the Wake Up Tucson show. I'm Bill Buckmaster, thanking you very much for taking a little time out of your day to listen to our program. We'll be back at 12:04 for the midweek edition of Buckmaster.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.